For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank with this week's Mid-South Education Report. U.S. Education Secretary John King wants Tennessee and several other states to stop using corporal punishment for students. He says the practice disproportionately affects students of color. Caroline Bauman, community editor at Chalkbeat Tennessee, has the story.
Paddling students for bad behavior may sound old school, but it still happens at public schools in 15 states. Tennessee is one of them. Most of the others that also paddle are in the South. The Supreme Court ruled corporal punishment as constitutional in 1977, but individual districts or states can ban it. Shelby County Schools and Metropolitan Nashville Public Schools have done just that, but several Tennessee districts still allow it. Education Secretary John King says that one alternative is restorative justice, which focuses on converting bad behavior rather than just punishing it. Data from the Department of Education shows a racial gap in the use of corporal punishment. Black boys are 1.8 times more likely than white boys to receive it. Black girls are almost 3 times more likely than white girls. Tennessee is already grappling with school discipline data showing that school suspensions are concentrated at some of the state's poorest, most segregated schools. It's not yet clear how President-elect Donald Trump's administration will approach the matter, but the head of the nation's largest teachers union wants to put an end to corporal punishment. I'm Caroline Bauman, community editor for Chalkbeat Tennessee.
Reporter Grace Tatter contributed to this story. For more education news, visit chalkbeat.org/TN.